This is URN.
The Sports Show Breakdown.
This is URN Sport.
Hello and welcome to your Thursday update of URN Sport. We're talking all about your local sports news relevant to Nottingham. And on today's show, we talk about Bucks and IMS, as well as providing you with your weekly Forest and County updates. But first, we talk to the Vice President of Dodgeball Club, Catherine. How's it going?
Yeah, all right, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, dodgeball isn't actually, it's not a Bucks sport, am I right?
No, we're not a Bucks sport yet. We're still slightly on the alternative end.
What do you do instead?
So, at the moment, dodgeball has, we have our own regional leagues. So, it basically started off quite small about 10 years ago. So what you tend to see happen is we have our university teams and then our graduates leave and start up teams where they are. Mm-hmm. So currently we have, for men, we have the Premier League, which is countrywide, which our first team are in. And then for North and South, we have two divisions. And then for the women's, we're still a growing sport. We're a bit behind the men. So we've just got our Premier League and then our non-league fixtures. So both our A teams are in Premier League and our men's B team are in Div 2 North.
Okay, well, how did you do last season then?
Last season, women remained mid-table in women's DPL, which we were really proud of, against some critics' odds, which was quite nice. But then our men's teams were both in Div 1 last year, so Unfortunately the men's Bs didn't do so well. They've gone down to Div 2, but we think they'll be much happier there. I hope they have a bit of a season, like much more in the middle of the table. But our men's As have gone back up to Premier League, where we think they belong, so that'll be really good to have them back up there again.
And how's your season started this year?
Pretty well. Both, we've taken a lot of, one of the main things we try and do is we have a lot of sort of open meets throughout the season. So we've taken a lot of freshers out this year so far. We've had three tournaments and I think we've had about 30 people going to each, which is pretty much unprecedented. So we're really proud. But university championships, we had the first round last weekend. So both our women's aides and men's aides have qualified for the finals. So that's every university team in the country was invited. And we'll be battling it out on the 29th to see who gets the title of best university teams in the UK.
Okay. Well, you mentioned lots of freshers. How was your intake this year then?
Pretty good. We're quite a small sort of society. So we tend to have sort of maybe like 20, 30 core members and then a couple of other people who train like maybe once or twice a week. So since I've been here, we've always had two courts. So maybe say 30 odd people a session. We're now running three courts as standard. We're having about 40 odd people a session, so we've had a really, really good year and we're really proud of everyone.
Do you think that's down to the new format of the Freshers' Fair or is that just a coincidence?
Weirdly, this year, we tend to have to try and sell ourselves quite a lot because you tend to get people who come over and think, oh, dodgeball, like the film, does that actually happen? And we're like, it is cool, it is like the film, that's great. But yeah, we are a real sport, so watch this video. And then you get the sort of like sports people are like, oh, that sounds quite cool. Like, I'll come and give it a go, which is great. And then you get some people who are just absolutely terrified. And you get loads of people, because obviously I'm trying really hard to bring women into the sport as well as men. But you talk to some guys like, oh, do you want to come and try dodgeball? They're like, are you insane? That sounds so dangerous. You're like, mate, there's cheerleading down the hall. Like, they like throw people in the air. Like, we've just got balls this end. But loads of people sought us out at this year's Freshers' Fair, which is really interesting. Like, we had groups of people coming up to be like, oh, yeah, we've heard about dodgeball. And we were all just kind of like, really? That's great. Training sessions. Yeah. But no, it's obviously growing sort of countrywide at sort of a schools level, which is really exciting. And if you're in the sport, it's quite a small community, so you really feel it constantly pushing outwards. We've got our first ever World Cup this year. So we're trying to sort of sort out some world rules. At the moment, Australia and Europe and then the USA all play different types of rules. So we're trying to bring it all together. So it's quite an exciting time to be in the sport.
And how did you get into dodgeball then?
I wanted to play Ultimate Frisbee and they were standing next to dodgeball at the Freshers' Fair. And then I went to the Ultimate Frisbee taster and it involves a lot of running around. So after a gap year where my most exposure to exercise was occasionally going on the treadmill at the gym, running up and down a football field wasn't quite my thing. But it's such a small club. It sounds really cliche, but we are like sort of a sports family. So I just got really involved with the people, got hit in the face on my first session and was like, I have to go back to prove I'm not scared. And I've been there for 2 years now.
Fair enough. Now, what I wanted to talk to you about is Trent, specifically Varsity against Trent. Because we were there last year. It was a reasonably big crowd, considering it's such an obscure sport, and you absolutely smashed them.
Yeah.
Like,
that was quite good.
How was that then?
I mean, first things first, Union of Dodgeball and Trent Dodgeball were actually quite close. Like, we shared transport to our last tournament, stuff like that, so we know the guys pretty well. Just sort of historically, we are the stronger side, which isn't to say they haven't got a lot of talent. Like, so they've had Tansy, who was playing for them last year, trained with the England development squad last year. So it's not they haven't got good players. I think we especially have a strong tradition of a stronger women's side. Trent are just getting their women's side up and going. And as you probably saw, we played a mixed game.
Yeah.
So dodgeball, you can either have men, so six men, women, six women, or mixed, three and three.
Yeah.
and we happened to have two international standard girls.
Fair enough.
Which really helped, yeah. I would like to say. But we really sort of pushed it. Loads of people brought friends down, which was great. And it was great to have new people watching, just being like, actually, this is quite an interesting thing to watch. Mm.
Especially when you win 13-1, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
Is it going to be something like that this year? Can we get an exclusive on Varsity for Dodgeball?
Obviously, we're very, very hopeful. I'd back us to win again. Maybe the points difference won't be quite as pronounced, but yeah, I'd put money on UniOb this year.
Cool. Now, one of the main reasons you're here is because you're promoting this Dodgeball IMS competition.
Yes.
When's that coming up? And what's
so
going on there?
So on Saturday the 21st, we will be at Jubilee between 6:45 and 10 p.m, which I know is late, but we'll all be fine. Yeah, so basically we're holding an 8-team tournament. So anyone who wants to enter, get onto your sports sec or anyone like that, you can pay your £5 team entry through the SU website. So mm-hmm. The idea is basically to get people who think dodgeball sounds quite cool, don't really want to commit to anything, but they have 3 hours of a Saturday. Yeah. Bring a load of your mates down. We'll put you in a tournament. We'll do everything. We'll do the reffing. We'll teach you how to play. We're going to have some dodgeballers there as well. So if you come down, I know you guys have got Matt Manley who's hoping to sort of take a team to victory. So we'll have to see how that works out for you. But yeah, so if you haven't got any dodgeballers with you, we will provide you some experience to like give you a bit of coaching, stuff like that. And yeah, we'll do a sort of like 8-team tournament, 2 group stages, all the way through to the finals. And apparently we've got some trophies as well.
Okay, cool. Well, we are very interested in taking part.
Yeah, good.
What's the competition like? Are we going to get absolutely trounced, or is it going to be amateurs with a
so
mix?
So far, the people who've actually put money down, which is really exciting, are actually new to dodgeball.
Okay.
So I'm thinking it should be wide open, because you get some... It's hilarious. If you ever come to one of our fresher sessions, it's like very much organised chaos, because you get, especially the guys, they come in and you sort of don't realise how much of a different in build boys and girls have to you see them try and play something for the first time. Because guys come in, they've got all the shoulder power, so they can absolutely welly it, but they cannot control where it goes for the life of them. So all the returners spend their first fresher session just ducking all the time. Because they're like, that's great, guys, but lower, lower. No, that's my face, lower. Whereas girls come in, they've got all the they're sort of like more clued in on the tactics, but equally sometimes power's an issue. Mm. We've got a couple of our current dodgeballers who want to sort of champion teams through, like Matt, so I think that might come into play a bit. Our president wants to bring an economics team, so they might be the ones to watch out for. But I'm being fairly strict on making sure that you're not going to turn up and have like the men's first team in a corner being like, oh no, we're totally like engineering. We've definitely come as an engineering team. So it should be wide open, hopefully.
Yeah, so that's on the 21st, right?
On the 21st of November.
Okay, cool. And we also ask every week, socials. What are your socials like at dodgeball?
I'm being really boring this year because I'm in final year, but historically, I like to think we were really inviting clubs, so there's never any pressure to do anything. Obviously, do a fair amount of crisis, and we always do the sports challenge at Rose and Crown, which is actually our messiest social of the year, sort of rather hilariously. Mm. But no, our socials... I think because there's no pressure to do anything, I think we tend to go harder than some clubs as well. So I have many memories of just sort of like coming around in crisis, like, oh, actually, no, we're all, yep, it's all going well. And so we'll be there till the early hours and then McDonald's and I'd walk home.
Okay. Well, finally, if some of our listeners might be interested in getting into dodgeball, is it too late for them, or is there a way they can go?
No, not at all. We will be back at Refreshers if you haven't got a sports membership at the moment. So you can find us at the Refreshers Fair and then come to any of our sessions. If you do have a sports membership, we don't mind. As long as you can get in the building, you can come to any of our training sessions. We train 5:30 to 7:30 Jubilee on a Tuesday, 5:30 to 7:30 Uni Park on a Thursday. So all the guys are there now, which means they're not listening, which is good. And Saturday, 3 till 5, which tends to be our more laid-back session because clearly it's after Ocean. But yeah, so if you have a sports membership, just come and find us. We're on Facebook. Message us, tweet us. We'll get back to you and tell you how to get involved. And yeah, we're just trying to do stuff like IMS to get more people involved throughout the year.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Now we're going to move on to talk about the Bucks results from yesterday. Now here's a little montage Elliot put together for us about yesterday's games.
After a mixed set of results this week, Nottingham continue to sit third in the table on 1,778 points. In the football, our men's first unfortunately lost 2-3 to Durham University First, while our women's first also lost, losing 6-1 to Nottingham Trent. In the lacrosse, our women's team lost 10-12 to the University of Birmingham, while our men's first team managed to beat Trent 16-8. As for the hockey, the women's first team unfortunately lost 6-1 to the University of Birmingham, but the men managed to edge out a 2-2 draw. The women's second managed to perform slightly better, getting a 1-1 draw with Leicester women's first. In the basketball, our women continued their amazing run of form with an 80-50 win over the University of Worcester. As for our men, it was a much tighter contest, winning 80-71 against Worcester men's second. In badminton, our men beat Nottingham Trent University 8-0, with our women matching that result against the University of Birmingham. As for table tennis, our men's second team managed to win 15-2 against the University of Cambridge's men's first, while our third team managed to beat Warwick's second team 14-3.
Now, I think first we'll go to table tennis, won't we? A 15-2 victory from the men's seconds against Cambridge firsts, James. Fantastic result, isn't it?
What a club they are. Every week we can rely on table tennis. I back them to go unbeaten all season. And it looks almost as if their seconds and thirds might be able to go unbeaten as well. Because we're playing against teams like the top four table tennis players in these respective universities. And we're playing like our 12th best and winning. So it just goes to show the strength and depth we have at Table Tennis Club.
Well, we've got both the seconds and the thirds. We're playing up. The seconds playing Cambridge first and our thirds playing Warwick second. So, and absolutely smashing them as well. It's just a demonstration.
It's a different standard,
like,
isn't it?
How good. We spoke to him a couple of weeks ago, the president, and he was just saying how he thinks it's one of the best table tennis, if not the best, university table tennis clubs that's ever existed. So,
well, when you look at the results, you can see why.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Did the first didn't play this week, did they?
The first didn't play this week.
It's almost as if the opposition just conceded.
Mm, yeah,
it almost seems pointless to try and come up against our table tennis first at this stage.
Yeah, and the other result there was, you know, as we talked about, the 14-3 victory for the Uni of Nottingham thirds against Uni of Warwick seconds. I mean, another fantastic result there against a very prestigious university and, you know, one rank above in terms of team there as well. Fantastic.
Yeah, great stuff from them.
Now, moving on to the basketball as well, where we continue our dominance, really. The women's first beat the Worcester women's first 80-50 at the Jubilee Sports Centre. James, that's a, you know, you had your predictions, didn't you, about the women's basketball team, and they appear to be proving very true.
Yeah, they've won every game, but they aren't going quite as well as I'd anticipated. Last season they were winning severely every week, so 80-50 is actually quite close for them, but I'm not knocking them. They've won, like, in any other game in an absolute whitewash, but for them, maybe their standards are a bit higher and they're going to be wanting to win by a bit more points, but again puts us in really good stead for Varsity, where we absolutely trounced Trent last year and look to do the same again next year.
They're one of those teams alongside the table tennis that we can just rely on every week to get a result. And really, it's interesting because some of these teams that are winning every week are really helping us on, like, the Bucks score tables, because we're into third place, we're sitting comfortably in third, and it's not even that close at the moment, so we're really making a dart for third place. Yeah, and it's pretty impressive, really.
It's still an all-time high place. I mean, maybe there was a time where we had the first game and won it and then ended up in first by like 4 points or something, but apart from that, third is the highest University of Nottingham has been in, certainly at this stage in the season, and long may it continue.
Absolutely. And we've got, in terms of Trent Watch this week, we've got an 8-0 victory for the Uni of Nottingham firsts against the Uni of Trent firsts. We've also got a 16-8 victory for our men's first lacrosse team, a defeat in the women's football as well, 6-1. So maybe more of a mixed front, not so quite of a dominant perspective on the results against Trent this week.
I try and ignore the teams that aren't table tennis and women's basketball, if I'm honest, Joe. It makes for much better reading. But yeah, obviously we're going to have mixed weeks, but overall we're way higher than Trent in the league table. So I think maybe it's just an off week, but generally we're going to be doing better than Trent week in, week out.
One result I'm pretty upset really about was the 3-2 loss to Durham for the men's first football team. So I think that's a bit of a shame. It was a good chance to get one over on Durham, who are sitting first currently in the table. So it would have been nice to nick that one from them. 3-2, yeah. Close game.
James Bramley, our sports officer, commented on Twitter about how well they'd performed as well, and how they obviously it wasn't the result they wanted, but it was a really good performance from them.
Yeah, so it's a shame to lose that one. Still a good set of results for Nottingham this week, continuing what's been a great start of the season, hasn't it?
This is URN,
the Sports Show Breakdown.